The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ed Funston of KILR in Estherville and Channing Rux of the Oskaloosa Herald in Oskaloosa. Ed, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
All right, thank you, Senator. Title 42, which allows for the expedited removal of migrants who have illegally entered the country, is set to expire this week. And as a result, illegal immigration is expected to skyrocket. Is there anything Congress can try to do to prevent that?
Yes. There's legislation, bipartisan, put in by Tillis and Sinema, and I believe it's a piece of legislation I can support. And if Congress would pass it, it would go back to where it's been since Trump instituted Public 42. And consequently, Congress can step in. I imagine the president would veto it. I doubt if Senator Schumer will bring it up, but hopefully they get public pressure to do it. And hopefully whatever people are seeing on television starting tomorrow, a massive increase, already implorable how many people are crossing even before 42 goes away. By the way, I'm sponsoring a bill with Ernst to continue building the wall with unused materials that have been laying there ever since Biden took over, and he stopped immediately the building of the wall. And a wall is not a total answer to the problem, but we know walls work, particularly the walls that Trump had built. Channing?
Hi. Yeah. So my first question is more geared towards accountability. So in the Iowa House, we've had Senate File 478 approved recently, which deals that our state auditor is allowed to access when performing audits. And, of course, Pat Grassley has been very instrumental in presenting that bill. I was wondering if you had any comments that you would like to make on, you know, both the accountability of businesses and how that needs to be checked, but also the accountability of state agents like the auditor and how they do their jobs.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to answer your question at a 50,000-foot level because I don't know exactly what the Iowa law did. And you mentioned Pat Grassley, and I haven't had any discussion with him on this subject. He and I don't talk about legislative business a whole lot. We mostly talk about farming. But I can tell you this, that the checks and balances of government are very important. That's something I practice at the federal level. That's involved in investigations that I do. And I would encourage every state to practice transparency in government. Transparency brings accountability, and the public's business ought to be public. Now, I don't know how what I just said applies to the legislation you're talking about, but it sounds to me like it was something that maybe they were trying to put a damper on what the state auditor can do. And I'm not going to make a judgment about whether that was the right decision or not, but I think that transparency in government is very important, and people that have the responsibility of making sure that things that would otherwise be covered up aren't covered up. Ed.
Senator, last week you demanded the FBI produce an unclassified record alleging a criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national. Do you have any update on any further information that has come out or any response from the FBI?
Well, before close of business today, they're supposed to produce that document. We've been very specific in describing the document. We know it exists. And we know it's unclassified, and they should produce that document. We know that that document implicates then Vice President Biden in a criminal scheme. I can't make any judgment whether or not it's a criminal activity at all, but I do have a responsibility to make sure that we know the FBI received allegations along this line from what they believe was a trusted source. So is the FBI doing its job? What steps did the Justice Department, the FBI, take to investigate the claims that are in this FBI-generated document? And when we find out what steps they take or didn't take, then you can legitimately ask the question, did the Justice Department and the FBI follow normal investigative procedures, or did, because this is a politically sensitive issue dealing with then Vice President and now President Biden, would they sweep it under the rug? And I can't answer any of those questions until we get the document and get answers to our questions. But I think people ought to know how serious we are when the chairman of the House Oversight Committee joined me in this subpoena, and he'll have the power to follow up. And I've been watching him since he first took over in January, and he's very persistent in getting to the bottom of things, just like I am. Channing?
Yeah. So when I covered you last month, I know that you mentioned that you had written to the Ottumwa Regional Health Center in Ottumwa following the assault of female patients by a nurse practitioner, and you also mentioned that you'd received correspondence back from them that you'd not had the time to go over. I was wondering if you had an update on that situation.
Yeah, we have gotten some answers from some of the sources that we seek answers from. And some have been inadequate, and we follow up a letter and trying to get to the bottom of it. I have no doubt that they will give us the information we want, but they know Chuck Grassley doesn't give up, and we're going to pursue it until we get the answers to our questions. Ed?
Senator, during a news conference last night, President Biden discussed unilaterally invoking the 14th Amendment of the Constitution to raise the federal borrowing limit. What is your reaction to that?
Yeah. I've been aware of something in the 14th Amendment for a few of these previous cliffs that we're on now of increasing the debt limit. And I just read it again this morning, and I think it's very clear that the public debt is going to be honored in the 14th Amendment, but it seems everything is tied to, they use the word insurrection, and that insurrection would be referring to the Civil War. And if it's limited to the Civil War, then I don't think it's applicable to something the president can use now. If he could find a way to do it with strong legal authority, because it would be challenged in the courts, I'm sure, I'd be in favor of him using whatever constitutional powers he can. But it begs, whatever he's saying, begs this issue, that Biden needs to get serious about the effort to negotiate both on the debt ceiling and on reducing his budget, and it's very clear that when Biden was senator, he's linked spending controls to debt limits adjustments in the past, just like I quoted Pelosi and Schumer a few years ago. I quoted them in a speech that I gave to the opening of the Budget Committee last Wednesday. And House Republicans have already taken action, so they're going to increase the debt limit, and by increasing the debt limit, it's now up to the White House to negotiate in good faith. Channing, you'll have the last question.
Yeah. So my question is, number one, do you have an update about the farm bill? And then number two, we've had some people. We've had Senator Joni Ernst here, and we've also had Representative Marionette Miller Meeks here talking about issues specifically pertaining to the conservation title of the farm bill. So I wondered if you had any comments that you would make about that in particular.
Well, I mean, on the conservation title, dealing specifically with the CRP, I'm putting in legislation with Senator Booker of New Jersey and by the way, that bill's going in today, so you got a current update on this. This legislation would reduce the amount of total land that can be put in the CRP from 28 million acres down to 24 million acres. It would limit the land that can go into marginal land, so we are attacking the environmentally fragile land and not putting in good farmland that's good production farmland in, not putting in whole farms. And then we would reduce the amount of money that the federal government can pay from 85% of the county average of cash rent down to 75%, because we are finding that the federal government is an unfair competitor against young farmers that have to cash rent land, and the land's taken away from them and put in CRP because the federal government's paying too much. So those are what I'm planning on the CRP. Thank you very much, everybody, and Ed and Channing. We hope you have both of you back with us again, separately or together. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Ed and Channing, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.